In this video, we'll talk about what Ontario's Human Capital Priority Stream, or HCP, is, who is it most suited for, how to apply for this stream, and the common issues to watch out for. Let's get started. Ontario's Human Capital Priority Stream is part of Ontario's Immigrant Nominee Program, or OINP, and it is a pathway for skilled workers in the Express Entry Pool to settle in Canada. You can be considered for this stream whether you're inside or outside of Canada. You must meet certain eligibility criteria such as work experience, education, language, and intent to reside in Ontario, but this stream does not require any job offer, which makes it one of the best PNP streams in Canada. The application process is very simple. It involves creating an Express Entry profile, receiving a notification of interest from OINP, submitting a nomination application, and then successful candidates receive 600 CRS points and thus an ITA for permanent residence. And Bob's your uncle. As you know that the Express Entry scores, they keep on going up. This stream provides a solid opportunity for in-demand professionals to immigrate to Canada through Ontario's nomination for PR. So who is this stream best suited for? These days, this stream is best suited for healthcare professionals as the minimum scores have dropped to 352 in the most recent round of invites. It is also great for tech occupations as scores have dropped to 471 to 480, thus much lower than the Express Entry's general round of invites and even lower than the last STEM draw in Express Entry, for which the minimum score was 481 points. In the past, many different occupations have benefited from this stream, like HR professionals, sales managers, banking professionals, manufacturing managers, but these days, healthcare professionals and tech occupations are the focus of this particular stream. So I hope by now you understand the importance of this stream. The next question is how to apply for it. First of all, you need to create an Express Entry profile, which means that you need to qualify for either the Federal Skilled Worker or the Canadian Experience Class program. You must choose Ontario or all provinces in your Express Entry profile. And if your CRS score falls under the required range, you will be invited by Ontario to submit an application to OINP, Ontario's Immigrant Nominee Program. You will then submit this application and pay $1,500 to OINP. You submit this application online through OINP's website. I will leave a link below so you can go ahead and apply. Do read their document checklist carefully because this is once in a lifetime opportunity. Don't make a mistake. Once they approve your application, you will receive a provincial nomination in Express Entry. Once you accept that nomination, 600 points will be added to your Express Entry profile and you should easily receive an ITA in the next round of invites. You will then submit an application to IRCC for PR. Now, some common issues to watch out for. Firstly, you need to have at least 1 year of work experience within the last 5 years in the main NOC code that you've identified in your Express Entry profile. Last 5 years, not the last 10 years, like the Federal Skilled Worker Program. This is an additional requirement for OINP. And this 1 year of work experience must be continuous without any gaps. You can work for different employers, but the occupation in this 1 year period must be the same. If you're applying through CEC, this experience must have been gained in the last 3 years, but it doesn't have to be continuous. It can be in one or more occupations identified in Express Entry. Secondly, you must have at least a bachelor's degree or higher. You must also authorize the organization that did your ECA to share your report with OINP. This is an additional step for this stream. If your occupation is in demand, like healthcare occupations or like tech occupations, now is a great time to create an Express Entry profile so you can be considered for this stream. Creating a profile is free. All you have to do is pay for IELTS, get your ECA done. But other than that, creating an Express Entry profile doesn't cost you anything. So I would highly encourage you to go ahead and give it a shot. Take care.